This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 81 for Tuesday, October 1st. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is positive on Tuesday as it resumed trading after the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation on Monday. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil are higher to start the day, while Chicago soy oil is down. However, crude oil is gaining nearly $2 US per barrel due to Middle East tensions. The Canadian dollar is up less than one-tenth of a US cent compared to Friday's close. The November canola contract is up 80 cents per ton at $604.60. In the United States, corn and wheat are up, while soybeans are down. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 1.76 billion bushels of corn stocks as of September 1st. The figure was 400 million above the previous year, but 84 million below the average trade estimate and down 52 million bushels from the September supply-demand estimates. The USDA also reported 96% of the U.S. corn crop was dented, with 75% mature. Condition ratings were down 1 point from the previous week at 64% good to excellent, and the harvest was 21% complete, 3 points ahead of the five-year average. In total, 1.14 million tons of U.S. corn were shipped during the weekend of September 26, 70% above the same week last year. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his corn yield and production forecasts unchanged at 182.5 bushels per acre and 15.09 billion bushels, respectively. The December corn contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.28. U.S. soybean stocks as of September 1st were 342 million bushels, up from 264 million last year, but lower than the trade's average estimate of 351 million. The figure was 2 million bushels above the USDA September estimate. 81% of the U.S. soybean crop was dropping leaves, while 26% of the crop was harvested, both 8 points ahead of the average pace. Crop conditions were unchanged at 64%. Nearly 676,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped for export, up 33% from the week before and nearly unchanged from the same week last year. Cordonnier trimmed his yield forecast for U.S. soybeans by half a bushel per acre at 51.5, with production down to 4.44 billion bushels. The November soybean contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.54. The USDA's small grain summary showed all wheat production at 1.97 billion bushels, down 11 million from the August production report and 5 million above trade estimates. Meanwhile, quarterly grain stocks were reported at 1.985 billion bushels, down 7 million from trade estimates, but up 218 million from 1 year ago. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 39% planted, with emergence at 14%. Nearly 537,000 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped for export, down 26% from the previous week. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.94. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.95. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.30. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, October 1st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.